How technology is changing what happens after you flush. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. Let's talk about gardening technology. Not some fancy gadget for monitoring water or sunlight, but the technology that helps feed the dirt itself. At Annie's Ace Hardware in Washington, D.C., among the potting soil and ceramic planters and lawn care items, you can find white bags of a relatively new entrant to the fertilizer market. It's called Bloom. It cost about 50 cents a pound, but it took about $450 million worth of tech and investment to get it here. Annie's Hardware is one of the few stores in the city that sells it, and as general manager Thomas Vidrotti explains, Bloom is a biosolid fertilizer.
I'm just going to say it's code for human poop. Once you get past that, it's great. It's a great fertilizer. I don't know, we joke sometimes it's artisanal, which when you think about it, it's hilarious.
Most people are used to using animal manure on plants, and processed human waste has been used in industrial agriculture and landscaping for years. Bloom is made by the local wastewater treatment facility, DC Water's Blue Plains. Although,
we don't even refer to ourselves as a wastewater treatment plant anymore, but rather as a resource recovery facility.
Chris Piatt is director of resource recovery at DC Water, which has the traditional large tanks filled with brown water being filtered for oils and solids. But like every other treatment facility, there's always sludge left over. And what DC Water does with it is why it's considered one of the largest advanced wastewater treatment centers in the world. It uses a process called thermal hydrolysis to turn what gets flushed down the toilet into Bloom.
And it's essentially a big pressure cooker. And that is the key to getting a lot of gas production and a very, very high quality biosolids product coming out of the bottom.
The technology, which can also reduce the volume of waste by two-thirds, comes from a Norwegian company called Cambi, CEO Eric Fodnes.
So you get up to 40% more biogas. That biogas can be used to generate electricity to be used elsewhere in the wastewater treatment plant or put on the grid and sold.
In D.C., that biogas produces about 8 megawatts of electricity, more than enough to run the process. Even though the technology itself may only run $3 to $15 million for an average installation, the infrastructure around it is a massive investment. D.C. Water paid for its project with $450 million in municipal bonds to be paid back over about 15 years.
But because we're making a little bit more money on selling Bloom, and we're selling the renewable energy credits for more than we thought we could, that simple payback period is a little bit shorter than it was.
DC Water produces about 450 tons of Bloom every day and took in just under 200 grand last year selling a portion of it.
Eventually, we want to sell it all, but we're not there yet.
But in some ways, the earnings from Bloom are the least of the benefits. DC Water saves $10 to $15 million a year because it doesn't have to pay to truck that waste away. And the extra energy the process generates helps power the rest of the Blue Plains facility. That kind of testimonial is great for Cambi, which now has its tech in four facilities in the U.S., with five more scheduled to come online soon.
And based on the market research that we have done, we have identified 440 plants that's got a very strong business case financially for a Cambi THP.
Cambi says it has about 90% of global market share for thermal hydrolysis processing, with hundreds of facilities in dozens of countries. But, says Fodnes, it's taken about a decade of work to make inroads in the lucrative U.S. market. That's partly because the wastewater treatment industry is pretty conservative, according to Aaron Bonnie Casey, who focuses on municipal water systems at Bluefield Research.
For a long time, the mentality has been, if your customers don't have to think about you, then that's a huge plus.
There are about 20,000 sewage treatment plants in the U.S. that attract about $60 billion a year in investments. But solutions like Cambi's, even if it saves money and produces extra energy in the long term, tend to only be economical for larger systems, says Casey.
And we do see some consolidation in the industry where smaller wastewater utilities are combining in order to capture some of those efficiencies. But that is a very slow process.
Not to mention, it can be hard to drum up public support and money for something people generally prefer not to think about.
To be honest, it usually takes a backseat to drinking water, which is just more at the forefront of people's minds in terms of public health and safety.
Plus, the CAMBI process doesn't remove everything that could be harmful, says Sonia Lunder, the senior toxics advisor for the Sierra Club.
There are loads of industrial chemicals that are put into our homes, are discharged down the drain by heavy industry that also persist in these biosolids.
The Sierra Club recently issued a report on biosolid fertilizers coming from wastewater treatment, and the group doesn't want them used on food crops.
In Maine, we found that high residues of PFAS or Teflon chemicals contaminate milk and are permanently contaminating farmlands where these products have been applied.
Lunder recognizes disposing of the sludge is a challenge, and options like sending it to landfills or burning it are also not great. So she's focusing her attention on preventing more chemicals from entering the water system in the first place. Piat at DC Water says Bloom is safe and exceeds EPA's standards. He's comfortable handling the crumbly black biosolid as soon as it comes off the conveyor belt at Blue Plains.
It just looks like this beautiful, rich Iowa topsoil.
He shares the Sierra Club's concerns about toxic chemicals, but back at the DC Water offices, Piat pointed to research showing fewer chemicals in the fertilizer than in house dust.
And I am just not willing to throw the baby out with bathwater because I know that we're doing so much good sequestering that carbon in the soil and avoiding the use of inorganic fertilizer, which takes a lot of energy to make.
Piat says he uses Bloom in his own home garden, and his family eats the fruits and vegetables they grow.
I mean, we're all pre-programmed to be afraid of our own waste, and there is a little bit of an ick factor that we need to get over, but it doesn't take very long.
Bloom is already being used in some high-profile gardens like Mount Vernon, the National Mall, and the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. One of the next targets, the White House Kitchen Garden. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.